of course, when I did Star Wars originally on film, I had no idea what it would lead to in the end, all the kind of spin-offs and so on. But one of the happiest spin-offs for me was being involved in a radio version, because when I first started out as an actor, my very first job was actually as part of the BBC Repertory Company on radio. And I did hundreds of plays, you know, throughout years. And there's a whole history of that in England. And it was just natural for me to come and be part of a radio play here. Sadly, it's not part of the American kind of thing to have drama on radio, but this is a pretty good way of doing it, I think. The thing about 3PO's voice is I hadn't realized when I invented it sort of 20 years ago, I was a lot younger then and more energy. 3PO's voice is quite hard to do because my natural voice is somewhat down here. And 3PO talks from up here, and he's terribly upright and very correct. And to get that kind of voice, you actually need a lot of air inside you, but you can't breathe. Robots don't breathe, have you noticed? Mm-hmm. So occasionally I make a mistake and they cut it out. Also, robots don't make mistakes when they speak. They don't kind of go, they have to get the word right first time. And that's quite a precise thing. I can't tell you the tension this builds up in my shoulders when we're working. Of course, we do these long after the movies are done. And I have a lot of pictures in my mind for the from the original scenes, you know, that I was in, you know, what it's like to actually walk into the Death Star. Quite magical. Here you're doing it, I'm doing it, and the audience is doing it with their minds. They're creating the Death Stars, the Emperor's throne room, the Forest of Endor, all that kind of thing. And they're in our heads as much as in the audience's heads. And, of course, one of the things here, just like in the movie, I can have a long scene with R2-D2, but he never speaks to me. So, you know, R2, where are you going? Well, what makes you think there are settlements over there? It's kind of like being in the movie, because I have a microphone inside my costume, but it gives you this kind of voice quality. Doesn't sound too good. So naturally, I go and do the lines later on when the film's been cut together. And I stand very much like I'm doing here in a dubbing studio and go right through all my lines. All right, I have the screen to tell me what was happening, but, you know, I'm perfectly capable of remembering and imagining, which I'm doing here. So it's a pretty similar experience. And, of course, the great thing is I don't have to wear the suit. Oh.